Welcome to the Teacher's Corner, my very first podcast for teachers by a teacher. My name is April Hughes, and I am a veteran teacher of 18 years that has decided my goal in for this school year is to try and make sure all my teacher friends out there are staying happy and healthy and reducing stress this school year. So every week, I will have a new episode that is going to target how you can help yourself stay healthy this school year and any other relevant topics that come up during the school year. So feel free to check out my blogs and ask questions and suggest topics about what you would like to hear about during this school year. So on this very first podcast, I'm going to be talking about 5 proven strategies to stay healthy, happy, and stress-free this school year. And I know many teachers out there right now are stocking up on Clorox wipes. They're developing strategies that will keep them physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually well throughout this school year. But we know the reality, teachers. 2 weeks into the school year and that plan goes right out the window. The reality of school sets in. Your intentions for having a great school year that is going to involve you focusing on staying healthy are going to go right out the door. So I'm going to give you simple strategies that you can integrate into your everyday life that is going to ensure that this school year is the best that you've had so far. So let's dive right in with strategy number 1, and that is to meditate for at least 3 minutes a day. Now, I know what you're thinking. I don't have an extra 30 seconds, let alone 3 minutes a day to meditate. What? Well, let me tell you that last year was probably one of my most difficult and challenging school years in my 18 years of teaching. And about halfway through the school year, I discovered a great app called Headspace. It's a free meditation app that takes you through the basics of meditation, and you can start at 3 minutes, you can start at 5. I've built up now to 15 minutes a day of meditation, but you can do this in just 3 minutes. So this is what I suggest. I suggest that when you wake up in the morning and you think about your day, I want you to think about you first. Before you even have coffee, before you look at your laptop or any of those distracting things, I want you to find a quiet space, get out a big pillow, sit on it, turn on your Headspace, and dedicate the first 3 minutes of your morning to you and clearing your mind. When I do this with fidelity, my whole day seems to run so much smoother. Those little things that irritate me don't seem to be so irritating anymore. And I even found that 3 minutes in the morning were very beneficial to me, but taking another 5 minutes during my lunch break to meditate also really enabled me to have a great second half of the day. So I talk more about it in my free ebook, but for now we're just moving on to strategy number 2. So strategy number 2 is to get a venting journal. Now some of you out there might already be journaling. Maybe you have a gratitude journal, maybe you have a reflection journal. All those are great, but I'm talking about a new kind of journal. I'm talking about a journal that is just for you to get your negative thoughts down about things that piss you off. And it could be about parents, it could be about students, it could be about coworkers, it could be about your principal, it could just be about the frustrations of school itself. You know, another test I have to give, oh, another requirement by the district. I have found in my 18 years of teaching that the best way to get my negative emotions out is to get them written down and get them off my chest, to not let them fester. And the reason I am suggesting a venting journal here is because It also is very unhealthy when you find yourself in the hallway gossiping about another teacher, or in the lunchroom maybe bad-mouthing a new policy or procedure. And then ultimately, we all know it comes back on us, right? Even our most trusted friends at one point or another have sometimes let our venting slip to somebody else. And so this is just a way for you to ensure that you're getting your healthy emotions down, but that it's a safe space for you to do it without the worry of someone maybe letting out your latest vent that maybe you really didn't mean, but at the time you just needed to get it off your chest. Disclaimer here, I kept my venting journal in my desk right next to my purse so I could get it out and vent maybe throughout the day, but I also made sure that I always kept it locked up. So I'm just encouraging you to do the same. Don't wait until you get home to do your venting journal. I found it most valuable to try it, during the day when I was feeling most frustrated. And that way I could clear it and put it out there and just start fresh. So strategy number 3 that I'm going to be talking about is the use of doTERRA On Guard beetlets. Maybe you're thinking, what is that? Well, I will tell you that a coworker of mine recommended these to me last year before school started. And I was thinking, yeah, she just wants to sell me something. But I thought, I'll give it a try. They're $15. What do I have to lose? So these little beadlets are just tiny little oil-packed goodies. And they have orange, clove, cinnamon, eucalyptus, rosemary, and they dissolve right in your mouth. So they are to boost and support the immune system. But other things that are really good about it is that it also gives you that really nice breath. So when you need to talk to your students, they're not like, ew, she's got coffee breath. So those are a good way to do it. And I think they're super reasonable. You know, for $15, you get enough for almost a full month, and you don't have to drink those nasty powdery drinks. And on top of that, they're all natural. So you can check out my ebook if you want more information, or you can go to my doTERRA website to get any kind of information on that. But that is a must. Last year, I started doing that, and I did not take one day for a cold or a flu last year. And I'm not kidding about that. So check those out, and I guarantee it's going to be a game changer for you. Strategy number 4, take at least one yoga class a week. This summer, I spent 200 hours getting my yoga teacher certification, and it completely changed my life. That's another episode. But what I want to tell you right now is that if you dedicate just an hour to yourself to keep balanced, something is going to change within you in the way that you take care of yourself. My advice is always to take 3 yoga classes a week, but I would be ecstatic if you just gave 1 yoga class a week a try. And it doesn't matter if you're a beginner, it doesn't matter if you're advanced, it doesn't matter what type of yoga you do. There's all kinds out there, and they all have their benefits. So I want you to think about how you can make the commitment, put it in your planner, to do 1 yoga class a week. And I think that you will find treating yourself to this hour of mindfulness and giving yourself a chance to relax and de-stress will really help keep your mind in a positive way this school year. Strategy number 5, which is the last one that I'm going to talk about today, is don't take work home with you. I know that you've probably heard this a million times. And if you're a new teacher listening to this podcast, I'm sure you've heard it and you're thinking, yeah, right. Or maybe you're the veteran teacher that's thinking, I don't know how she thinks I'm not going to take work home. But let's just be real, folks. How many times have you taken a bag of things home to grade, drug it all the way down your car, and then into your house to leave it by your door and never open it up again? I can tell you, I've done it a million times. The reality is that the minute you walk in through your door, you've got your dogs, your cats, your kids, your husband, your significant other, your roommates, whoever's there bombarding you with questions and things that they need you to do, and you don't think about work anymore. So am I saying never stay after contract hours to do work? No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying this school year, I want you to set a schedule for yourself. Maybe you're staying an hour after school, and when that hour's up, you are going to be faithful to yourself, and you're going to put down what you're working on, and you're going to go home. This is going to help you remain fresh and not get burnt out by Thanksgiving, because that's the reality. Teachers burn themselves out so fast. We're all guilty of it. We put so much time and effort and 150% into everything we do that there's nothing left over for just us. Believe me, the papers will be there again tomorrow. Make a commitment to yourself. And when I say make a commitment, stick to it. Write it down if you have to. Put a sticky note on your desk that says, today I'm going to leave by 5 p.m. and then do it. Okay? So those are my 5 strategies that I'm going to talk about, that I talk about more in depth in my free ebook that you can find on Teachers Pay Teachers, that are my 5 proven strategies to stay healthy, happy, and stress-free this school year. So check out my Teacher Pay Teachers store at www.teacherspayteachers.com/store/lifetimeliteracy-store. You can like and follow my podcast on lifetimeliteracy.podbean.com. Check out my website that I just got up and running at lifetimeliteracystore.com. You can check out my blog posts at lifetimeliteracy.blog on WordPress. Follow me on Instagram at lifetimeliteracystore, or you can check out my Facebook page, Lifetime Literacy. And make sure that you send me any questions or possible topics for the upcoming school year. My goal this year is to put 1 podcast out a week, and that is going to be targeted on what is happening in the classroom at that specific time in the school year. So I would love to hear your feedback, and I would love to hear your suggestions. Stay tuned for next week's topic, which is going to be how to navigate parents in a respectful and thoughtful way. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to hearing all of your feedback.